Want to create flyers or posters for that special meeting? Going to an expo and need banners or promotional items? Minuteman Press in Largo is the answer for all your print needs. Located at 2475 East Bay Drive in Largo, Minuteman Press not only does excellent work, but they are also super fast and priced right. They can design anything you need and provide you with direct mail promotions, calendars, brochures, presentation folders, digital services, labels, and much more. You can contact Minuteman Press at 727-535-3800 or check them out at largo.minutemanpress.com. If you need any type of printing or promotional items, there is nobody better than Minuteman Press Largo. Call them today, 727-535-3800, or check them out at largo.minutemanpress.com.
For the Brian Cash Clause Show, and now here he is, the host with the most, Mr. Brian Cash Clause.
Brian Cash Clause. What a, you should, yes, I'll find the ad. Anyhow, it, pause when agitated, right? Even part of health, it's
great.
Breathe, right? It's physical, which is your part, right?
Correct.
Then it's mental and spiritual.
Correct.
Correct. And if you can get, like if you look at it as a triangle, the spiritual part is the top of the triangle, and the physical on the bottom of the triangle, they're on their knees bowing down to spiritual. Because if you get spiritually right, that gets you mentally right. And then if you get mentally right, then you're going to want to take care of your body because, you know, that's, what are they called?
That's body. A good philosophy.
What's the body called?
The temple.
The temple.
Oh.
Thank you. So you would take care of your temple, and that goes, connects with the spiritual, if you believe in the Jewish religion, right? So, like, do you mind if I use you as an example?
Go ahead, Brian.
You could have said no, but I put you live on the air. We're not going to use names, but do you see how... It's not what someone does to you, it's how you respond. It's your reaction, right? So when he presented something to me, I responded wrong, right? You know, it's better to be happy than right.
I still like you.
Right?
That's correct.
Right. And it's better to... So I had to have something sent to him to have a commercial done. Right? From a client. But he didn't get the email until today. But it was requested 2 days ago to have an email sent to Tom to have the commercial done. Mm. So I said, Tom, is the commercial done? He goes, oh, I didn't get the email until today. How do I respond to that? Is that professional? How should I respond to something that is business related? And is there's procrastination involved. So now the language guy, you know the guy? I'm going to call him today, and I told him the commercial would be done. So now I'm going to call him and tell him, oh, it's not done.
Oh, okay, I got you.
Get what I'm saying? And that's your guy.
Yeah, I'm following you.
That's your guy,
yeah.
Actually. So how do I handle that? An invoice was supposed to be dropped off yesterday so we can have it checked this morning.
I got your back, though.
And then I found out the invoice was never dropped off until today. But the accountant's only there from 9 to 11. So now the guy didn't cut the check because I just dropped the invoice off. Wait, you agreed to do it yesterday. The accountant is not there. The ad's not being done for the guy. Do you see the same thing? It's procrastination or not communicating. So when people are in this position... The only thing you can do is have acceptance. right? And I'll just say it to you, like, I have no paper in front of me because people say, oh, you're reading. But no, acceptance is the answer to all my problems today, right? When I'm disturbed, there's something wrong with me, right? I'll have no serenity until I accept that person, place, or thing being exactly the way it is at this moment. And notice the word is moment.
Right? Always in a moment.
It's not the day. You can start your day over just like that. And the reason I'm sharing this with you guys is to say to you, this is my experience, right? And I'm not telling you what you should do, because anybody tells you what you should do, then you're in trouble, right? This is what my experience is of what I'm supposed to do for me, not telling you what you should do. So at some point, I need to take responsibility, right? I'm the problem. And the spiritual axiom is that when I'm angry, there's something wrong with me, right? So if I put myself in the position to keep allowing this to happen, right, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing, expecting different results. So if I go home and I write on my mirror, I'm the problem, right? So for you people out there that are listening, right, at some point, it's for me is when you point the finger at someone, there's three pointing back at you. Right?
Good point.
So what I need to do is just accept this. Doesn't mean I approve now.
Right.
But for me to have peace of mind, I have to accept it. You know, I'll ask you just point blank. What is the definition of, do you guys answer this too? Now that I've been all, what is the definition of someone that's incompetent?
You can take that one first. I got a few names for that one.
Can't have silence on the air.
They can't have silence on the air.
Okay, what's the definition of someone that procrastinates and is incompetent?
No responsibility.
Correct, yeah.
No responsibility. You've got to take responsibility and own your actions.
Right, and then...
That's what you got to do.
Right, and then you need to look in the mirror. If someone is doing a pattern of doing this in many different areas, right, at some point, you want to get rid of, I'm going to give you, let's see, you want to make $50? There's one word that can get rid of resentment. There's only one word that if you don't want to have a resentment, there's one word. And if you can tell me what that one word is, you get $50.
Forgiveness.
That's what I was going to say, though. I was going to say, you beat me to it.
But before you can even get there, expectations.
That's a good one, too?
Yeah. And maybe forgiveness could be two, actually, too.
So I get half the money, right?
You get half the money.
All right.
But in the science dictionary for psychologists, it says if you want to get rid of if you don't want to have a resentment, have zero expectations.
Yeah. So we want to say hi to Hazy Bear. They're watching us live on YouTube right now.
Okay. Then okay. So let's get there.
Hi, guys.
Hazy Bear. Let's get back on that.
All right.
So it would. Yeah, so is it somewhere, can you get to their page, please?
Yes.
There's a, you know what? If I was doing a movie, right, for a college, he's the perfect college-looking young man, right? And then it's a smoke shop, right? And it's the only smoke shop I go into where you feel love in the air. And the girl that's behind the counter, is this inappropriate? Tell me if this is inappropriate. But she's beautiful. Like as a person, you know, on the inside and on the outside. And you feel welcome there. Have you ever been there?
I haven't, but I did like the commercial last time, and they do like, I think, delivery across the country and
they
stuff like that, right?
They do.
Yeah. We do a hard commercial for them, don't we?
We do.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So our show, every show has their commercial in it. Right, that's cool.
Online ordering, that's what I was thinking.
That's right. You did the commercial.
Online ordering.
Hey, and they open on holidays. They do free delivery. They're right there on Drew Street, and the name is Hazy Bear. I wonder how he came up with the name Hazy Bear.
You have to ask him. It's a different name. It's a catchy name, so you can remember.
It's a catchy name.
So you can remember it.
Hazy. Yes, Bear. There it is. And they're a smoke shop. They're open on holidays, and it's hazybear.com. It's 1872 Drew Street, Clearwater. Hazy Bear Smoke Shop, proud to sell American made glass.
Yes, and a good thing to know, anybody in our listening area, they deliver all the way up to Holiday.
No.
Yes.
Awesome. So they're open late. Fast, free delivery. Hazy Bear Smoke Shop. Proud to sell American glassware. And then can you read what's in there? Like their products they carry? Like in the thing?
Yeah, I might have speaks to. Air fresheners, bubblers, carb caps. I wonder what that is. Carb cap. That's interesting. I'm going to have to ask them.
I don't know.
Cigars, cleaning products, containers, dab mats, tools, dry herb vaporizer, dry pipes, water pipes, e-liquid. Looks like rings, recyclers, stuff that, I guess I'm old school. I got to get up to date here. Vape devices and many more. So it looks like they got all of it covered, honestly. You know, because there's stuff I haven't even heard of, to be honest with you, Brian.
Yeah.
You know?
And then, I know this sounds cliche, but when you walk in there, there's a beautiful smell to the place. I don't know if they light up incense or whatever the deal is, but it's a warm feeling. And then when you walk in, they're always welcoming you. And it's clean.
I like how they say, proud to sell American-made glass.
There. Me too. That's Hazy Bear. And what's their address?
Their address is 1872 Drew Street, Clearwater. And their number is 727-223-9606. Definitely check them out. HazyBear.com.
What's the name of the company?
Hazy Bear.
Hazy Bear.
Can't forget it.
Hazy Bear. And I say, let's brand the name Hazy Bear. So he keeps the ad in there, and he's just branding the name, Hazy Bear Smoke Shop. Open late, letting people know that. Fast, free delivery. And Hazy Bear is open on holidays. And then we left the ad in there, and he see how it has a holiday look to it?
Yeah, I saw that.
Even after Christmas. They call that erroneous advertising. Let's see if you know what erroneous advertising is.
That I do not.
When a billboard will...
We both got an app.
Right?
What a billboard they do is they put the billboard upside down.
Right.
So then it's erroneous is because they purposely made a mistake. So now you look at it. What is that billboard that's upside down? It's purposely making a mistake in an ad. Okay. So you have the holiday, and everybody's like, hey, wait, we're in February, and there's a holiday ad out.
What's going on there?
Right. So it gets people to look at it, maybe. That's because I made a mistake. You see how I switched it to erroneous?
That's actually a good thing.
But it actually turns out to be a blessing.
It does.
W. Clement Soane said, in every adversity, a seed is planted for a greater result. And we just got to see it. It's how we focus on it, what our thoughts are. And like, I immediately sometimes, as I wanted to share, is like, I'd rather be honest to tell people where I'm at. And then people say it's unprofessional. Like, I was upset when I found out these things, right?
Anyone would be.
But people, reality is this realism of what really happens in my life, where I'm at. And it's kind of unprofessional in a way, a little bit, sharing. But then I always get emails and texts, people saying, I have experienced that too. But then I don't only want to just tell you where I was at, I also want to give the solution.
There you go.
Right? And the solution is to turn to God, right, and say, God, please take this thought away and have me be the person that you would want me to be. Right? That's the answer. Always turn to God and have him take this anger away from me or resentment, whatever it is.
Doesn't get you anywhere.
Doesn't get you. And please, God, have me be the person you want me to be. And if I can remember to do that, and then pray, right, turn to God. And then call someone. How about that? And then instead of telling them you're whining and complaining, how about this? Call them and say, how are you doing?
Yeah. I had a bad week last week, Brian. I was telling Suzette, I lost my keys, you know, to the office, to my house. I couldn't find them for a day. I was looking, and I said, you know, I'm just going to go look at the back of my truck and see. For whatever reason, maybe they're there. They were sitting on the back of my tailgate. I rode around town for 2 days with my keys on the back of my truck. I can't make that story up. I got pictures of it. I was like,
wow,
would you believe this?
So, and you were blessed.
I was blessed.
It's a testimonial. Wow. So something negative turned into a testimonial.
Yeah. And I was like, yeah. So I was like, oh, where's it at? And there they were, sitting there.
And then
like, here, archangels.
Yeah, that's just amazing. Stories like that. Right, they're testimonials.
Yes.
Like, I went to the thing for the Super Bowl, you know, that Super Bowl experience.
I went.
And
to
this
go.
Little kid was crying. I already told them the story. I was with my friend Mark, and he was like tearing because the father apparently didn't do the ticket right, and they weren't going to let him in. Hmm. Right? So guess what I had? 2 tickets on my phone. Right? So I could see the kid was like crying and the father was like upset. You could see the, like me, when I came in.
Oh, yeah, the discouragement, yeah.
Right? The frustration, right? Frustrated is the word, when you get frustrated. Who? Okay. And then I had two tickets. What is the odds of me having two tickets? You know, you scan them.
Fate.
So I said to the father, I go, "You what's, you know, I see there's, you're distraught and your kid's like a little upset. Yeah, I did the email wrong. Apparently, I don't have the tickets. They're not going to let me in." So I said, "I happen to have two tickets. What is the odds of that?"
That's fate.
Like that's fate. So I get it, the barcode, they scan it, and they go in. But never see him again. Never see him again, right? But I have two tickets. He needs two tickets.
And I like what you said before a couple of weeks on the radio, ask for nothing in return.
Right.
I remember that.
Yeah. So that's the thing I have trouble with, too, is like, I'll ask you guys, give me your opinion on this. Like you want to give the testimonial, right, and tell, but there's a thing, too, is to do good and let your friends talk about you. You don't talk about your accomplishments. In other words, don't toot your own horn, right? But then on the other hand, sometimes I want to toot my horn just to give a message of hope, and that, so it's a catch-22. So you give and you ask no reward. And you love with no price tag.
Should be more people out there like that.
Right. Right.
A lot of people struggle with that.
Right, me too.
Mm-hmm.
Ego.
Exactly.
Because my pride. Can I do good and keep it a secret? Like even with this now, was I wrong to tell the story with the two tickets?
No.
Should I have kept it a secret?
No. But I think it also has to do with where our heart is whenever we are giving. Where's your heart in the action?
Do you expect something in return?
Exactly.
Are you going to do it and throw it in my face?
Right.
Right. So that's kind of neat. So that's pretty cool. But Hazy Bear, so then let's just talk about what you do. You interview this young lady,
sure.
Can you?
Yeah.
Take over.
All right. So Eric with Minuteman Press.
All right, just real quick. Hey, Gary.
Hold the phone.
Hold the phone.
Yeah.
Gary, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
What I was going to suggest you do is take, when people give their phone numbers, take their phone numbers. Because the guy from the guy from the iPlace in the parking lot said to me, I'd like to donate to Gary.
Okay.
So then I said to him, put me in, let him know that. Then I was just thinking, is if, as you see people being interviewed, you know, take, you have a notebook taken when they give their phone number, take their phone numbers.
Will do.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, I mean, it can go right to your website and donate.
Right. But what I was saying, did you get in touch with the guy from the eyewear place last week?
No, I didn't.
See, what you need to do is, because they get to know you, they'll tend to see. We just got to, yeah, again, we donate to a Kenyan ministry, and we just got photos that are just unbelievable of what we're accomplishing there and how a dollar goes a long way there. Anyhow, they just came. I want to show them to you, the email and the text is from, and the guy calls me at 4 in the morning because I don't think he realizes it's 4 in the morning. So, but anyhow, the pastor calls me at 4 in the morning. But anyhow, so when you hear people on the radio, from now on, take phone numbers.
Will do.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. So back to Suzette Ritchie here, and she's a health coach, and just a quick story to set the stage here. We met each other about a year or so ago in BNI, I think.
Right.
And, you know, a lot of people this past year has been tough with the COVID and things, and, you know, you can eat yourself to death or you can get in shape and change the way you want to, you know, look at life. And I was one of those people that said, hey, I need to lose some weight. I was 50 pounds over, probably more than that, still working on losing a few pounds. But just went on her diet, lost 50 pounds, feel just tremendously a lot better in shape, and she just does a lot of good for people. So tell us a little bit about yourself, Suzette, and then let's talk a little bit about your business and how you help people.
Absolutely. Again, I'm Suzette Ritchie, a certified health coach, and I work with my clients and help them reach their health goals. So to start out with, I do a health assessment with each of my clients to find out where they are at in their health, medications they may be on, if they're needing to lose weight, or if they are an athlete and they just need the extra energy, nursing moms, You know, that's the reason we do the health assessment, so I can find out exactly where they stand in their health. And then I, as their coach, will put them on a program that they're going to be getting the proper nutrition so that they can reach their goals. And yes, a lot of people, while getting the proper nutrition, do come off a lot of medications. Just in our BNI chapter, we've had people that have came off of blood pressure medication, cholesterol meds, and they are no longer pre-diabetic, which is just phenomenal and feeling a ton better. As you know, being on the program yourself, you sleep better, you have more energy, you really feel fantastic because you're giving your body that proper nutrition. But the first step is definitely doing that health assessment to see where everyone is at. I did the program myself 7.5 years ago, and really the reason I did the program was because I have an autoimmune disorder, ulcerative colitis, which is the...
Not that, but I got an immune disorder.
Which is that intestinal issue. And I had spent a lot of time in and out of the hospital because of the issues, put on medication because of it. And a friend of mine reached out to me and told me about the program. And I got to that point that I just was tired of not feeling good. So I told her, okay, I'll give you 30 days. Show me what your program can do. Well, 10 days into the program, my stomach had felt completely different than it had for the last 15 years. And at first I thought, you know, this is a fluke. So, you know, I continued.
Sure.
And 4 months after starting the program, I have not had one flare with my ulcerative colitis after day 10 on the program, but within 4 months, I lost 58 pounds as well.
Wow.
And that was 7.5 years ago, and I just turned 50, and I honestly feel better now than I did 10 years ago. I am a mom of five, been married for 30 years, used to be an algebra teacher, and this really has blessed me to be able to help other people see their need to get healthy and to help them on their journey. But the one of the benefits of our program is not, I don't only help them reach these goals, I help my clients stay at those goals. So you don't have to worry about that yo-yo dieting and trying something new and a lot of things that, you know, with these quick fixes that are out there. This is all about nutrition. It's not about taking this pill or doing this. It is getting your nutrition in order.
That's what I was going to say, because it's not like there's so many different diets out there. And like you said, you get off it and you gain all the way back and you're frustrated and people just don't know really where to go. And that's awesome. And the second thing, it's not that people are just losing weight. They're getting better. They're getting healthier. That's the part that I've just heard over and over, and I've seen the Facebook page you have and just shows the results, and it's great. You know what I mean? So tell us a bit more. How do you sustain the diet? You know what I mean? So you're not gaining all the weight back, you know?
Right. Well, actually, after they get to their goal, we start adding things back into their diet. We start upping their calories and figuring out how much energy they're using to make sure they're getting the right nutrients, but again, the nutrients within their food. So even after you're in maintenance, you're going to still continue to eat six times a day. I mean, what other diet do you eat six times a day? And starting out, you at the very beginning on the program, you eat six times a day. Me, 7.5 years later, being in maintenance, I still eat six times a day. It is important that we get in that habit of giving our bodies the proper nutrition all throughout the day, not at one big time during the day and starving ourselves the others. Right.
Yeah, that's why I was like, I probably eat five times a day. And I'd be like eating a big Whopper or something for, you know, and then I'd be like feeling like, and then I'd have that where a lot of people get the afternoon crash, you know what I mean? I'm just sitting, I don't get that anymore at all. That's one thing I can say, because I think my wife was even asking what's changed, and I said, you know, what's really changed is after I eat after lunch, I'm not sleeping at my desk. You know, I still feel like it's, you know, morning time, and I still feel energized and ready to go, which it didn't really dawn on me until I really was asked a question and thought back. I'm like, oh, I always remember coming back from lunch, my stomach would hurt because I'm trying to rush and slam food down my throat, and then I'm just sitting there an hour later processing it and just going,
you know,
so that I'm glad those days are over.
And I've heard, you know, a lot of people have said the brain fog is gone. You know, you don't have that fuzzy feeling where you're tired through the day and lack of energy.
That's true. That's true. Falling asleep.
Yeah, concentrate and all of that. But when you do fall asleep at night, you're getting a much deeper, sounder sleep because your body has that right nutrients throughout the whole day.
Very true. So you don't just do it locally, though. You do it, like, through the United States?
It's exactly right. Okay. I have got clients in all 50 states. So those that are not local, even the ones that are local, especially in this pandemic, that is not an excuse to not take care of ourselves. So I work with my clients through talking on the phone, through texting, through Zoom. Zoom is very popular. FaceTime. So there's many ways to work together to make sure that they're on track, having questions. I'm there to support and guide them throughout the whole program. And even once they're done with the program, I still support my clients.
Okay.
So
let me ask a couple questions. We got Anthony joining us.
Yeah.
We'll get over to him in a minute. So a couple questions. I know people are asking, like, okay, say it just doesn't work for them, or is there other routes you can, like, work with them on and say, hey, okay, let's try this route now and see if that works for you. And maybe it's a two-part question. Have other people said, just, I'm done with it, or and then they come back on it, or because people are people, you know what I mean? So just, and being a coach, I know you're wanting to help and make everybody successful because that's what you're passionate about and you believe in. How do you help people like that?
Yeah, great question. Well, the people that just decide they're done, I definitely try to talk with them about, let's go through at least the transition phase so that you know what to do to maintain the benefits of the health program that you've already accomplished. Because if you just go back to the way things were, you're going to get what you got before.
Exactly.
So we've got to implement some of the new healthy habits that they have learned, even if it's only been for a short period of time, if they want to maintain those health results.
Okay.
So definitely that. Now, as far as your other question was, tell me again.
Just, you know, people like just, you know, not just I've been on it and I'm done. Is there other routes?
Okay,
you know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
Right. Just, so if we need to switch it up
too much
a little bit,
or
yeah,
whatever,
exactly.
You know, the cheaters out there eating that pizza and stuff.
Pizza's good.
Pizza's
in the
awesome.
Right spot.
Pizza's great.
Yeah, I mean, that is definitely where they need to. I would really suggest that they start leaning into me as their coach so that I can support them, I can encourage them. And
so you can set up like weekly meetings and stuff,
yes,
and kind of say, hey, where are you at? The ones that, you know, are kind of falling off.
Right.
Okay.
And those that need that extra support, because there is people that need that.
And even Michael Jordan had a coach.
Exactly.
As great as he was.
Right?
But this young man here, he would like to explain to you why, when you talk about health and nutrition, you got this Anthony's ear. Anthony's going to tell you a story, and then you can tell him why it's so important what you're saying.
Okay.
I like it.
Okay, let's, where to start? So,
well, start college, where are you from? Yeah.
Oh, just where you're from. I'm from the area.
Nice.
Lived in Florida pretty much my entire life, that I admit.
That's awesome.
Grew up here, work here, and I played soccer at University of South Florida. Always an athlete, always sports. When I decided to become an adult, I was 30-something years old.
Shame on you.
Everything was good, and about 3.5 years ago, or about that long, fit as heck, CrossFit, Spartan races, the whole 9 yards. Wife and I go on vacation, I come back, and I can't breathe.
Oh.
So, and I'm literally, I spend the next 10 days in the hospital. The first thing out of every doctor's mouth was, are you on steroids? And I'm like, no, here's my hormone doctor. I found out about 7 days in that they said I had congestive heart failure.
Wow.
And you're an athlete, basically.
Yeah, wow. And, you know, and they, not saying anything bad about the doctor, but mm-hmm. We don't know what happened. We don't know what it was. My refracture rate, the way my heart was pumping, was down to 20%.
Wow.
So we're scared. Family's upset. That's how I got into health insurance. Found another doctor, and he said, "You know what? That doctor couldn't have diagnosed you with that." So we got the heart monitor, wore that for a month, went through the whole 9 hours, and I thought I was a very healthy person. I did.
Sure.
I've always eaten right. I like my fruit fresh. I'm not. You'll never catch me eating at like chilies and things like that. And then I had to take it to another level because the doctor didn't want to cut my heart open, didn't want to have valve replacement surgery.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, we ended up rehabbing for about a year and a half. And my last, hopefully my last echo will be in 2 weeks. we got my heart back to well over 50%, pretty much almost completely back to normal, off all the drugs, except for mild maintenance. So I'm a firm believer in health, diet. That's why I cook so much. I won't eat a lot of things just because the salt content, sodium content, nutrient exactly. content.
And you don't look like an old man either. You know, you look like a young, healthy guy. So.
I was like 40 when it happened. I was like shocked. Wow. And he's wow, you're a really young man. I do not want to cut your heart open. And come to find out, I have a leaky valve in my left refractory right. And
Always had it?
Well, usually it's caused by an infection is what the doctor says. You could have got a bad flu or an infection that didn't heal right. And it just, when it happens, it happens.
Right. And you know, you probably didn't experience these symptoms earlier because you did take care of yourself.
Big thing, the second doctor, the good heart doctor, which I swear by, his name is Dr. John Norris, fantastic, right down the road, said the same thing. He goes, you're the guy that has a heart attack and dies because you don't have any swelling, you don't have any of the numbness, you don't get the tingling, and any numbness you knew gets from running 5 miles. He's like, I have, you know, people like you all the time. The guy's out, you know, riding his bike 10 miles down the road and...
Right.
You know, were you feeling tired though? Or you feeling
no, tired? You know, I went from fine to could not breathe. Like I literally
walked like that, like a light switch.
Like I couldn't walk up the stairs in my office. So I was like, oh my god. Then and if it wasn't for the wife, she saved my life. She's like, you are going to urgent right? care. And as soon as I got there, they're like, you're going to the emergency room. And I didn't have a lot of those symptoms, and I couldn't tell you that. And it's definitely scary. And a lot of the tests. I mean, I didn't have raging high cholesterol. I didn't have, you know, a lot of the other ones.
Right,
and,
where it's like, okay, you're all clogged up or something.
Yeah, so unless they do, like, your echoes and all those things. So, you know, it is so impaired. But a lot of it that brought, I mean, my blood pressure is fantastic. I take it literally nil. It's just diet.
It is.
And I had to make changes, and they were, for me, they were easy because, hey.
So those food changes, too, food that you made? Or?
Yeah, because I, you know, making sure not eating a lot of salt. I always cook.
So salt with those.
Blackberries, blueberries, strawberries. You know, plant based proteins. You know, I was never a big fried food person, but you know, I will. Pizza is my weakness in life.
Olives, probably.
Yeah, but you know, just eating right, because there's still times you go out to dinner, you think you're eating right, and then all of a sudden, you know, because I don't have an affinity to salt anymore, so like I'll go home and I'll, you know, because my weight fluctuates 10 pounds a day depending on running, and I'll puff up like a balloon, and you thought, wow, you know, I just had this awesome grilled chicken thing. So just like I have a meeting I go to weekly that, you know, you go to Panera Bread and you're like, oh, wow, look at this turkey wrap. And it's, you know, 4,000 milligrams of sodium.
Exactly. Wow. So. Yeah. And salt can do that to you. Right.
I've heard salt can do some bad things, but I didn't know that bad.
So. Oh, yeah. You need to keep that down to a minimum. And I tell my clients the same thing. Try to get used to the flavors of the food as they are.
So much better.
Yeah, so much better. If you're going to use things to add to your food, use the herbs you know, fresh garlic and onions instead of using all of the processed powders and stuff.
I think it was a couple weeks ago. I'm like, oh, you know, I just haven't been to McDonald's in like, I don't know, 9 months, right? And I was passing. I said, you know, I'm going to go stop in and grab a hamburger. And I ate it, and it made my stomach hurt, and I could taste all the salt in it. And I never really noticed that before. But I was like, it's like a salt burger. You know, it was weird.
You know, and I grew up in a house, you know, European house. Everything was made fresh. Your bread and... You know, and back in college, you'd eat anything. But now, I don't want I want to taste my food. And it's amazing when it's like an addiction. When you take the salt and the sugar and the nitrates and you give it, I don't know what each person, but I can say, even like the cheat things, because like Sour Patch Kids is my other weakness. But once you after about 3 weeks and you start tasting the food, fresh vegetables are amazing. I like making tzatziki sauce. You know, once you really get that, I feel like it's like almost like an addiction of that salt away. The food's amazing, and you can still use a little salt. You just don't need like to bury it in there.
Right. So once you start feeling good, it's a no-brainer as far as you want to stay there. I mean, if you know that it's the foods that you're eating and what you're putting in your body that's making you feel terrible, nothing tastes as good as healthy feels. Nothing.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
So how are you health wise? Are you good then?
Or so, you know, I had my checkup yesterday.
That's kind of scary, you know?
Yeah, checkup yesterday. My EKG was perfect. It's been perfect for a year.
Good for you.
You know, I always get nervous at the doctor.
I don't blame you.
So, like, I walk in and my blood pressure automatically spikes. So, like, high for me is like 130. At home, it's usually like 114 over 62. My resting heart rate.
Lord, that's awesome.
I run a ton. So, my, you know, it's like 50. But I what you were saying, I can tell you it's funny is, there are still the days, you know, you have friends over and you indulge and you overeat. And then, man, it takes me days to
those
recover.
Bad friends, those bad friends.
It does. And try to up your water and everything else to try to flush it out.
I drink a ton of water a day. I do.
You do it, and then it's not the first day. It's like, oh, they're still here. Well, I already cheated. Let's make it a weekend out of it. And, you know, and then Monday comes around. You want to exercise, and you're wondering why everything hurts. And
right.
You're just getting out of bed.
And you're tired again. Yeah. And
that's one thing. Yeah. I try and stay disciplined, though. Like, well, Friday, me and Tammy will go out, and we'll cheat. You know, coach is here, so give me that look, you know. And but it's moderation. I'll just eat, like, you know, a little bit of the food, or we'll split it or something. And then the rest of the weekend, I'll be like, okay, that's it. It's Friday night, and, you know, I got to get my act back together, you know. Because I'm one of those people, I know if I go right back to eating all that heavy food and all that, 50 pounds will be, like, right back on in a month, you know.
Right.
So I think that's the biggest weakness in my industry, and not because I work with all the carriers. I think the biggest weakness is the education of diet and nutrition is so important. And you could save a ton of people because a lot of people just really don't know.
You're right.
You know, I have friends, really, really good friends of mine who, you know, grew up eating lard and, I mean, just, you know, fried foods every week. And I have a buddy of mine, he's, you know, he wonders why his, you know, his blood pressure is 180 over 110 and, he, you know, you're drinking four pitchers of beer and eating wings all the time. So I think there isn't enough education out there. And I try to educate
walking
my clients.
Heart attack, I call that.
Mm-hmm. I wish people like you were covered. More importantly than anything else, if you could add on your health plan, a health coach, you get to, I don't care if it's 3 months, 90 days, to get you would save so many lives by just changing a few of their habits and being able to educate them on, listen, just because it's in the frozen section and says healthy doesn't mean it is.
Exactly.
You know, I know there's a lot of companies out there these days, I hear that, will give you like money back and stuff if you go on diets and exercise and things of that nature, which I think that's pretty cool because they're just trying to make people a little healthier out there.
Right.
Healthy is good because if you're physically healthy, you can do more with your life. Exercise, eating well is so important. It's part of the three things, physical, mental, and spiritual.
All go together.
Yeah, what I was going to do is I have a gentleman on that would like to talk to you guys. He's a DJ. He's in the top 10 DJs in America.
Oh, very,
very famous. Are you there, Matt? Is he there?
I don't hear him.
Go on, everybody.
Hilarious.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, guys, interview Matt just a little bit and ask him what he's got going on. He deals with a lot of famous artists.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Anthony.
Oh, go next.
Hey, Matt, how you doing today?
Doing pretty good.
Are you from the area?
I just won by my work. I work at the Unity Club out of Fairfax, Virginia. You can check it out at unityclub.com. It's a nonprofit. It helps with like addiction recovery in the community, integrating people back into it. Oh, but I was just calling in to drop a couple jokes, actually.
Well, what do you got?
Yeah, let's hear it. Everyone's going to laugh.
So, what do the dentists call their x-rays?
Dennis Color X-rays.
Toothpicks.
Nice.
Did you hear about the restaurant on the moon?
No.
No.
It has no atmosphere.
You know, that's kind of going on in our world right now with no atmosphere.
True.
I had to tag onto that.
What did one ocean say to the other ocean?
How deep are you?
Nothing. It just waved.
They just waved. Oh, there you go.
Did you hear about my construction joke?
No.
Of course not. I'm still working on it.
Oh, boy.
Did you hear about the fire at the circus?
No.
It's intense. Why do ducks have feathers?
No idea.
To cover their butt quacks.
Oh.
Nice. What's the difference between a hippo and a Zippo?
No clue.
One is really heavy, and the other is lighter. So there's a couple few for you. I hope you enjoyed
them. That's good. That's good. So were you you DJ up in West Virginia, you said, then, or all over the world?
D.C.
Oh, D.C. Okay. Yep. How's the weather up there?
I am looking at snow right now.
Oh, boy.
Oof.
Yeah.
Originally from
it's been
Michigan.
Nice, though.
That's good. I'd left about 8 years ago. It's been nice.
Yes, me too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I complain when it hits 75.
This morning was pretty awful.
I'm with you.
Yeah, this morning was awful.
Oh,
that frost on the windows.
So, I didn't have any, but I heard a lot of people had frost and stuff.
And it's
crazy. You listen to us here. The DJ guy's laughing at us. He's like,
Hey, how'd you get involved with that group that you work with on, with the rehab and stuff like that? How'd that come about?
Well, I've always been a fan of trying to, pay it forward to the community and stuff like that.
Okay.
And I heard about them opening during the pandemic. I know that a lot of the recovery field had switched over to doing a lot of their stuff online. So I decided to just, check it out. And I was offered a job position over there. And, I just started as a regular employee. And within 3 months, I've already gotten an office and became an assistant manager over there.
Oh, wow.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Good for you.
Yeah. So I'm also doing other things, too, in the recovery field. So there's the Hazleton Betty Ford Foundation. I just recently got a certificate of completion dealing with family addiction from them. There's some other things that I'm getting involved with as well, with just kind of suicide awareness, kind of peer recovery specialist kind of stuff.
So good for you.
I've been gearing that direction.
No, that's great. That's a good cause. My oldest boy had one of his best friends shot himself over a girl, and he was 18 years old. It was a tragedy. A very nice young man. So you're doing great out there. Can I ask you a question? Because you got younger boys and that, and it sounds like you're doing definitely a great cause. What's out there these days? Is there certain drugs that are killing kids, or is it all over the board? I'm just curious.
Well, so there's lots of different drugs that are killing people. The uppers and the downers.
Okay.
With the uppers, you can have a heart attack. But with the downers, it stops your heart and your breathing.
So either
way. But that seems to be the biggest one, the fentanyl crisis, actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
And also, I want to ask you this question because I just had a buddy who was 53 years old, smoked 3 packs of cigarette every day probably, and he was heavy on it. But he went over to vaping for the last year, and he called me on his deathbed in the hospital, and he died 2 weeks ago, and the doctor said to him, it was over vaping that actually killed his lungs. He had lung blood clots and that. So what's your take on that vaping?
Well, so I'll start off with this. I smoked for 21 years. All right. I started when I was actually 11. The first cigarette I had, I snuck trash out in the rain, and I had one other drug with me, a little canister of chocolate cake icing. And I smoked a cigarette and ate the chocolate icing by myself in the rain. It was so cold.
Nice.
But I ended up quitting cigarettes and nicotine it all around 7 years ago. I actually, try to help support people with where I work, trying to help them quit. But, the way I ended up quitting, I tried doing, the Nicorette, the gum. I tried the patch. With that stuff, even cold turkey, I could only get about a month and a half off of it. I ended up quitting by using the vaping. And at first, it gave me this freedom where I could vape anywhere. Back in 2012, you could do it on an airplane. You could walk into Walmart and do it. So I found that I was using it more, but I looked at it as a medical apparatus to quit. So I lowered it from 20 milligrams down to nothing. And the most interesting thing I found was that I was more addicted to the additives than the actual nicotine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. I'm glad I asked.
But there is options on that particular thing for help. There's a program called Nicotine Anonymous. You can find that online, and they have just a plan with a bunch of online meetings.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But going back to what you were saying about the vaping, though, there's been reports of certain vaping companies that have, like, you know, just defective products, and that's what ends up killing some people.
Okay.
So it's not all of them all across the board. And then there's the other thing, too, of it's such a new technology that, you know, they're not really going to know the statistics on how it affects us for 100
exactly.
years.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Okay, appreciate that. Anything else you'd like to spiel out there, Mr. DJ?
What's up?
Anything else you want to say?
Yeah, you know, if you're thinking about trying to quit smoking, look into it. Talk to some non-smokers. And, you know, just try to calculate how much you'd spend per year.
Oh, there you go.
Smoking versus not smoking. I smoked long enough that I could have had a down payment on a nice house.
I'm sure. Or a nice sports car or something.
Or two.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Anthony. You got something to say over there in a commercial?
Oh, yeah. So we just want to give a quick shout-out to one of our local pizzeria restaurants, Bros Pizza, at 2535 East Bay Drive, Largo, Florida. The number is 727-507-8870. Fantastic place, by the way, if you guys haven't eaten there. Great, great restaurant. We have some coupons, there. Too, as well. You can save $10 with two 20-inch cheese pizzas and a 2-liter for $24.99, regularly $34. Free well drink with any purchase, and save $4.50 with free garlic knots on a purchase of a large pizza. Bros Pizza is fantastic. Been in the area. And once again, they're at 2535 East Bay Drive, Largo, Florida. And the number is 727-507-8870.
Awesome. Yeah, you're welcome to stay on. Any more jokes you got for us for a good laugh before we move on? Oh, we might have lost him.
It's cold. He could have lost
it. Is. It's shoveling snow. He's probably back to shoveling snow and stuff. So, so anyway, Suzette, back to anything you want to tell us anymore about your business and, you know, where can people reach you or, you know, or.
Great. If anyone is interested and just wants to learn more information, they can contact me via Facebook. It's under Suzette Ritchie, SUZETTERICHIE. And my phone number is 574-933-1290. And I would love to speak with anyone that is interested in starting their health journey and learning more information.
Are you visiting people now with the COVID still, or just basically Zoom, or are you doing both?
I do both.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
Awesome. Anything else?
Nope. I think that's good.
All right. Very cool.
Yeah. So and you've done awesome on the program, by the way.
Thank you. Appreciate it. It does help. I have got off blood pressure pills and a lot of other things running my family. And it brought all my levels down. I'm going to get my blood work done again in 3 weeks. So I'm looking forward to kind of seeing where I'm at. And that's really what made me do the move. And just, I don't want to have a heart attack. I'm in my 50s now and things. And blood pressure runs in my family. High cholesterol runs in my family. It's almost like what doesn't run in my family, you know, but it's just stuff.
And you're down 50 pounds, aren't you?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I want to lose a few more, but I don't know. I probably need to stop pretty soon. My wife's saying, you're getting too skinny. But it's like, nah, I can always just keep adding a few pounds here and there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Anthony, go ahead.
Hey, Boy Scout Gary, you there?
You there, Gary?
Hey, Gary, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, Gary, how you doing? I heard you got some awesome news for us. Can you give us an update?
Sure can.
All right, let's know.
Okay. You know I work for Scouting, right?
Yes, yep. I do.
Okay.
We ran last time, so we know a little bit about you.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm connected to an organization that has 54 million kids.
Wow, that's a lot of kids.
In 171 countries.
Wow.
And I just got a news bulletin a few minutes ago that they've done 2 billion hours of community service.
Awesome.
And their target for the year is 4 billion.
Wow.
In Clearwater and, you know, this area right around us, we have over 22 churches that support Scouting. And they're having their 100-year celebration of one of those troops in Dunedin on Super Bowl Sunday. So they've been in Dunedin for over 100 years.
What time are they doing that? What time is that on Sunday?
I believe that one's 6:30 at the Scout Hut.
Okay.
Right? Anyway, like I said, I help these kids, and the reason I'm doing it is very simple. If you want a future, you invest in your kids. Because by the time you get old, they're going to be running things.
True.
And you want to make sure that they have some sense of ethics, morality, leadership capabilities. They have knowledge of the real world, how to get along, right? They're responsible, and they can learn things, which is real important right now.
It is.
So you're looking at the world scene, or you're looking at what's going on in the country, and all you have to think of is in 4 to 8 years, if you help out these kids, they're going to be the ones running it.
That's for sure. No, it gives a good foundation, I think, Gary. You know, I was a Boy Scout. My kids were Boy Scouts. And, you know, we did it all for a few years. It was years back now because they grow so fast, you know. But, yeah, we have many tons of fun. That's for sure.
Mobility Plus. Scooters.
Yeah.
Ramps. Lifts. She's doubling the size of her business. Think of that. She's in the Winn-Dixie Plaza. She's doubling her size. And I try to explain to people, when you give value, that's when you make money. Think about it. It's the opposite way around. Give value and give good service. Be trustworthy. These are the components that make something successful. She's just a fine lady. She was in the Coast Guard. I call her, she was the commander in the Coast Guard. So she's like, that's as high as you can get in the Coast Guard. She's the commander, Mobility Plus, and she just said we're doubling the size of our business.
Good for her in these days.
In these days. So isn't that cool? And she's right there in the Winn-Dixie Plaza, 1212 County Road 1. Just wanted to give a little shout out for Mobility Plus, the commander.
Did you do a commercial?
Okay. Yeah.
And then,
go ahead, Gary.
Yeah, so anyway, it costs each year $234 per kid. And in Pinellas County, I have about 2,000.
Oh, wow.
So I am the finance chair for the district, and I'm raising that money so that we can support these kids, keep our camps open, that kind of thing.
Okay.
And so anybody that wants to donate, they can go to Brian's website, which is bcccoupon.org. And on there, on the images, you will see a Boy Scout with a, you know, Smokey Bear hat, and he's saluting. You click on that, and it's on a donate page for our district, which covers all of Pinellas County.
Okay, awesome.
And if someone wants to call and get some information, do they have a number they can call and talk to you?
Sure. They can call my cell phone. I'm very happy to talk with them. 727-642-9240.
Awesome. Sounds good. Well, we got to wrap it up, Gary. You have a great day. Take care.
You too.
Eric from Minuteman Press Printing, Largo. Stop by and see us. Anthony?
Anthony Carpenter, Compass Health Consultants. Call us anytime.
Suzette Ritchie, Certified Health Coach.
Awesome. Everyone have a great day.
Thank you.
WTAN Clearwater,
FM 106.1,
WDCF Dade City,
FM 102.3,
WZHR Zephyr Hills,
FM 104.3.
Listen.